Today, the church celebrates the first Sunday of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, 'One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All of these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, 'The Lord your God you shall worship, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. In the movie The Fellowship of the Ring, the first of three films based on the classic Tolkien trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, there's a good wizard who provides a bit of wisdom that's helpful as we start our Lenten journey. In the movie, the young hobbit, Frodo Baggins, finds himself in possession of a ring that once belonged to the Dark Lord. The magic ring, which contains all kinds of cruelty, malice, and the will to dominate all life, gives its possessor indescribable power. The Dark Lord seeks the return of the powerful ring for his own evil plan to enslave the world. The Dark Lord kills and destroys everyone and everything in his path as he searches for the ring. Frodo is now unexpectedly thrust into a struggle for the very survival of the world. His friend, the good wizard Gandalf, explains that the ring must be destroyed in the fiery pits of the mountains of Mordor, where the ring was originally forged. And so Frodo, Gandalf, and their band of hobbits, dwarves, elves, and human warriors begin the perilous journey to Mordor, relentlessly pursued by the Dark Lord and his followers. At one point in their long journey, after yet another narrow escape, the discouraged Frodo laments to Gandalf, "I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened." The kind old wizard replies, "So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." Obviously, the movie is a work of fantasy, but it also speaks of the very real struggle of good versus evil that is a real part of the human experience. The wisdom of Gandalf is very real as well. Like the character of Frodo and his companions, like Jesus in his encounter with Satan in the desert, our lives are journeys that constantly call us to decide what we are to do with the time we are given. In The Lord of the Rings, Frodo must fight the temptation to possess the ring of evil himself rather than destroy it in order that good might triumph in the world. In our gospel reading today, Jesus must decide between the choices given to him by the tempter: personal profit, comfort, and fame, or the hard work to which God the Father has called him to take on. Likewise, life presents each of us with the same kind of choices. These choices can be very hard ones to make, and at times they can be unrelenting. The choice always comes down to working hard to live the values that dwell deep in our hearts and souls, or to forsake those values for things of far less worth and permanence. The season of Lent calls us to embrace God's Spirit of truth so that we may make the choices that will lead us to the promised kingdom of heaven, that we may see through all the obstacles and illusions of this world and see clearly the kingdom that God has prepared for us.